Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me yet again is Frank Jagg. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, Sean? This is an important podcast we're doing right here. This is about something really important in life that, you know, not a lot of people can do correctly. This is about how to drink all day.
See, that's why we're going to enlighten them today, Frank.
There's nothing better than drinking all day responsibly.
Okay, so let's talk about first off, you know, based on how alcohol is metabolized, and this is according to the National Institutes of Health. So, Frank, basically alcohol is absorbed by the small intestines, and eventually it goes through, you know, carried to the liver, which is exposed to the enzymes, and of course, you know, your blood alcohol content is influenced by a variety of factors. What foods in your stomach, what type of alcohol content is it? You know, is it like a fireball shot, or are we talking about moonshine? You know, you could be talking about plenty of things, and that in itself basically decides what your impact is, you know, and then also your brain and, you know, how, you know, mentally fit you are.
Okay. So anyway.
No, but I'm saying
Now that I've managed not to fall asleep, so that I've managed to move forward, this is how you do it. So before you drink a lot, you have to have something really greasy in your stomach. So what you do is before you start on your drinking and your drinking your drinking travels, you should go to a fast food joint and get a very greasy burger. Get the biggest greasy burger they have, and that's going to sit in your stomach. That's going to absorb the alcohol, and that's going to stop you from getting drunk as quickly. Also, as someone that's taken classes on the as a young chap has taken classes on alcohol and how it affects you for whatever reason, the way it goes is, the way that alcohol works is you have your shots and you have your beers. Obviously, they have different alcohol contents, they have different sizes. So basically, if you're a person about 150 pounds, mm-hmm. your body metabolism is one drink an hour, right?
Right.
So if you're more than that, slower. You can drink more without getting drunker. And if you're lighter than that, obviously, you're going to get drunk quicker. Obviously, mm-hmm. people drink at different rates and people drink more often. So, you know, you're a bit more built up to it than other people. Also, muscle as opposed to fat. So if you're fat, you're going to get drunk quicker than someone that's got more muscle, because that actually takes longer to get affected.
Well, yeah, Frank, we're talking about, it's like an endurance event. You're literally poisoning yourself the whole day.
Right.
So it's taking sips, making sure you don't,
but
don't do too much at one time, otherwise you'll be on your ass.
But yes, you have to obviously make sure you do it and pace yourself and do it from time to time. But the most important is to get that setting started.
You know, a lot of sipping.
The greasy food is going to slow down the effects of the alcohol, and it's really gonna keep you going longer.
Mm-hmm, that's why I try to avoid shots. Like when you're like, because I've been to a few. You know, all day, like when I, you know, I've been to a few festivals, Frank, you know, mm-hmm. beer and wine festival, and we would pregame, and then we would, you know, we'd go to some sort of restaurant beforehand, mm-hmm. and then we would just get beer and sip on the beer the whole time, most of the time.
Another thing about,
you know, so sipping is huge.
Another thing about drinking all day is don't surround yourself with boring drinking partners. The more boring the person is, the more you're going to drink. Mm-hmm. Also, the more spaced out you're going to get.
Yeah,
add alcohol and you're spacing out constantly, you're going to get drunk quicker. So you have to have people that are exciting around you. So I've gotten drunk around, you know, boring people and drinking beer, and I've gotten drunk. Really drunk.
Right.
I'm drinking liquor around exciting people and been able to drink all day and not get drunk. So it's about engaging your mind. That's why a lot of people, when they get drunk, they like to play games. Because it keeps your mind engaged and it keeps you straight. You might mean really drunk, but it keeps your brain straight and thinking, and you're able to go longer. So again, the greasy foods are big.
Mm-hmm. Cheeseburgers, huge.
Cheeseburgers, greasy cheeseburgers, huge. Fast food burgers, you want to get the biggest one.
Avoid salty snacks because that can dehydrate you.
It does dehydrate you, so. And so does much as the sun. But let's be real, without the
salt is not ideal when you're trying to drink all day.
With the salt in the sun, is drinking really fun? So yes, you want to limit that, but I mean, without it, you're really taking away from the enjoyment of the actual event.
Water. Drink water.
I found also when you're drink hungover water. The next day, or you need to re-go. For me, Kool-Aid works the best. The sugary water, that works the best for hangovers and getting mm-hmm. you back on track. Lots of people have told me I was wrong until they tried it, and now they think I'm a hangover genius. But no, again, really about drinking. It's about also mixing your drinks with caffeine. Mm-hmm. So if you know those vodka Red Bulls, those will keep you straighter. Mixing mm-hmm. it up, taking breaks, and going with Red Bull.
Try to stay out of the sun as much as possible too.
It'll keep you going. Again,
stay cool.
They say that, and yes, that will help you. That will help you, but it will really take the fun out of the event. And drinking is about having fun. If you're not having fun, like I said, you got to do it with exciting people, or else you're gonna get drunk quicker.
Just be smart too. You know who you're with. Obviously take, Uber or Lyft, that's smart too. If you're going to like an all day festival or whatever, right, Frank?
Yeah. You don't ever want to drink and drive.
Yeah. We frown upon that.
The thing about drinking and driving is if you get arrested for drinking and driving, mm-hmm. you're not allowed back. You're not allowed in Canada. And the thing about if you're not allowed in Canada, they have better beer. So, you want to be going to Canada so you can have the better beer.
So, Frank, do you have any...
Try not to eat DWIs because obviously you want to go to Canada and drink.
So, Frank, do you have any experience on this matter? Do you have any sort of stories that you can share?
Well, there's a lot of stories of drinking all day. I think the best is when you're camping and you start drinking a beer at 5 a.m.
Right.
And by the campfire.
I've been there.
The sun didn't come out. And, there's a lot of stories. Sometimes, again, boring people... Sometimes you space out, you get naked, and you run around. And people don't like you. But, the thing about it is you made their day more exciting, whether they like it or not. That thing about it is when drinking, stay away from preppy people. Yeah. Preppy people really care what people think about them, and mm-hmm. they make drinking less fun. So you stay away from preppy people. People that consider themselves young professionals, do not drink with them. They're extremely boring. They're nice to do business with and have as friends, but do not try to go have fun with them. They're very boring.
Yeah, I try to keep if I go out and drink all day, I like to have like a close group of friends.
Yes.
People that you can trust.
Right. That look out for your back, just like you're gonna look out for
And of course back. Family is ideal, obviously, right. If you're going out with family and stuff. But anyways, yeah, I've been to a couple festivals, Frank, where things happened and, I wonder sometimes what happened to the day, but I was at least smart and had a taxi,
Yeah. And also the things about drinking, like anything you put in any foreign substance you put in your body, you need to know where it comes from. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you go to these parties where they have the mixed Kool-Aid and the mixed jungle juice and the mixed.
Especially now with the Super Bowl coming up too.
Right. And you gotta be careful about consuming those. Because a lot of them, especially when you make it with grain alcohol, mm-hmm. You can't taste the alcohol so much. And next thing you're on the ground face down. And
yeah.
The thing about it is, especially when people that are underage drink, a lot of times they do these stupid things because they don't want to get in trouble. And they don't, a lot of states that don't have this Good Samaritan law. And, they drop their friends outside the emergency room and hope someone finds them. I mean, mm-hmm. Sometimes... Yes, you don't want to get in trouble, but you have to do what's best for you. You don't want anyone to get sick. I mean, not everyone can drink responsibly. There are diseases out there.
Well, I just think water, like I was saying earlier, I just think water is huge.
Staying hydrated, drinking water in between is awesome.
Not the soft drinks. Coke doesn't really, people drink Coke, but I don't think Coke is much of a help.
It doesn't hydrate you, but soda, soda and the caffeine.
I mean, it can't. I guess it can't hurt, but I don't recommend it.
They do help. They definitely do help. They definitely keep you awake. Obviously, they do dehydrate you. So when you go back to drinking, you're gonna. So water does actually, obviously, keep you hydrated.
And of course, fatigue too. Trying to get some rest, maybe.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people that they start drinking, they'll take a nap, and they'll keep going. That works out. That works as well.
Because if you're tired, your BAC gets higher.
Right. Right. Just like being bored and zoning out with boring people. If you're tired, it's the same effect. You zone out and you get drunk.
But if you pass out, don't do it around friends. That'll fuck with you. Not that I've had any experience with that, but when I was younger, maybe.
That's okay. I'd rather pass out with friends and get screwed with than end up in a drunk tank or arrested. Because getting arrested when you're drunk is always a lot more interesting.
Just be smart, people, you know, when you, especially like, I know, you know, people go to like parties and stuff and they get peer pressure, but you know, you got to be smart too.
Yes.
You don't want to go to jail or anything over being over a day drinking. So, you know, try to be smart about it and, you know, have fun, but still be smart, you know?
Right. Don't drink 100 proof whiskey before Lil Wayne concerts. I mean, that's never a good idea.
Or chug multiple Four Locos.
Four Locos, you know.
Remember the original Four Loko, Frank, where people were dying?
They were alcohol drinks and...
for real.
Yeah. And also, you know your limit. I mean, there's some people that you know out there that can drink beer quicker than you can light a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know, Edward 40 Hands, obviously. There's really... To drinking, there's techniques in every situation. For instance, if you're chugging a beer out of a bottle, what you want to do is you want to tongue the beer bottle. And that will actually increase the flow of the beer so you can get it down quicker. There's techniques.
Well, you can shotgun a can.
You can shotgun a can.
So what's wrong with shotgunning?
Obviously, you know, you can pour it and it flows out quicker. But, I mean, there's different, you know, chugging techniques. It's all about getting the flow the quickest. You know, it's all about porting it and getting the air in there to push it out.
All right, with that being said, let's get to the sensible or cynical thought. Do you want to just continue on with sensible, or what do you want to talk about?
Sure. So the sensible thought about drinking all day is, number one, most important part, eat greasy food. Greasy food, and obviously switch off between caffeine and water. And I cannot stress this, do not drink with boring people. You will get drunk quicker. That is the most important part I found in my drinking experiences. The more boring the people, the more drunk I get. And so I cannot stress enough. You will thank me. Do not drink with boring people. You will get drunk. You will get in trouble. Do not drink with boring people.
I'm gonna go sensible as well. I just think that, you know, it's an all day. If you're gonna drink all day, it's an all-day event, so I stress you to be sensible about it. Don't go crazy. Don't start taking shots. Like, you know, I've learned from experience, you know, in my past, Frank, that I've basically done multiple shots and been passed out. So my be sensible about it, you know, be smart, enjoy yourself, but also, you know, if you're tired, get some rest, you know, and then just wake up with a beer. But, you know, if you need to rest, you know. But definitely water and, you know, greasy foods. So that's my thought for the episode.
And, again, I can't stress enough, make sure you're with good friends that you can trust.
And vitamins, too. I forgot to mention that. Vitamins are B vitamins. Those are the ones that it says here. Those are the ones that the first thing the alcohol depletes you of, Frank, is B vitamins. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you take vitamins. That's what I'm saying. Don't forget vitamins. And that's how we're going to end the episode. Do not forget your vitamins. Thank you for listening.